Welcome back to the Overrated Experience Sports and Sports Betting Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Blondin. We're here with the second Super Bowl check-in leading into Super Bowl 58. I'm here with the lady from upstairs. Say hello, lady from upstairs.
Hello, lady from upstairs.
So we're here to give you our thoughts of what's gone on since our last visit, our last chat, our last podcast. And we're going to discuss what our thoughts are on many items leading into the Super Bowl. And leading into Sunday, we hope to get another podcast together where we actually land on solid plays, both on the on-field and the off-field bets that come along with the Super Bowl, and especially a Super Bowl in Vegas. So you can follow the Overrated Experience Sports and Sports Betting Podcast on Twitter, a.k.a. X, at Overrated EXPER2. That's Overrated EXPER2. You can also find us on Instagram. You can find us on Facebook at Overrated Experience. And here we go. So, like I said, we are here for Super Bowl 58. This is the first ever Super Bowl that's been in Las Vegas. So you can imagine. What do you think Vegas is right now on a week leading up to Super Bowl? Do you think there's a few parties going on?
Just a few.
You think there's a few celebrities in town?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Got the money.
Yeah. So it looks like Vegas now will be in the Super Bowl rotation, meaning that you'll constantly see Super Bowls in L.A. now, Tampa Bay, New Orleans, and now Vegas. But you will also see the odd one in a Minnesota or a Detroit who have a dome stadium. Do you think it makes sense for the NFL to consistently have Super Bowls in a place like Vegas?
Yeah, it's consistent, I think. It's warm. It's party town.
Sure. It's a party town, and pretty much every convention you can think of is, yeah, every convention you can think of goes to Vegas. It's a host city of big events. Nothing bigger than the Super Bowl. You're going to see some wild stuff. And it's funny to think about as early as 5 years ago, or maybe six or seven, I can't tell, time flies, is that the NFL wouldn't even have thought to run a Super Bowl in Vegas, and or even considered to have an NFL team 7-8 years ago because of the gambling aspect. Can you picture a world right now where it's not common for somebody to, or see advertisements about gambling? Is that like world, it's all over us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's, would you say that your gambling has pretty much started when the legalization of sports gambling took place, or were you ahead of the time?
No, I was already ahead of the time.
Okay, so all right. So you're ahead of the time. You're not a rookie. And would you consider Super Bowl, which I do, is kind of like New Year's Eve, where you have the folks that don't party, that don't, you know, that don't necessarily go out and have a good time on a regular basis. You get a lot of rookie drinkers on New Year's Eve and rookie partiers. I got to believe Super Bowl is a similar.
Oh, yeah. Even if you're not a football fan, you're still going to go.
Is that kind of where you would be in the football side of things?
Guilty.
And what would you say the impact of Taylor Swift has been, especially leading into this Super Bowl? Do you think she'll bring more eyes on this Super Bowl more than ever?
For sure. I think there's talk about younger people now tuning in just to see her, just to get a glimpse of her on TV. It's crazy.
Okay, so speaking of performers, we know that Usher is the halftime show in Super Bowl 58, and I know you're scouring the betting lines for the novelty acts, and you will come back later this week with some solid picks and solid plays. So
yep,
we hope to hear from you on that.
Yep.
And we'll ask you as the episode goes on, anything is sticking out to you worth looking at? I'm not asking you to make a pick at the moment. I'm asking you to look and tell me some interesting things you didn't think would maybe be on the board, or something that you would look at and expect a pick from. So stay there. Keep researching.
Okay.
And don't go away. All right?
I won't. I have the headset pretty much glued to my head.
That makes sense. Okay, you're not going anywhere. So, some big stories that are going on during Super Bowl week, or 2 weeks leading into the week lead up, is one story that broke is Patrick Mahomes' father was pulled over for DWI drinking while intoxicated. So that, you heard about this story?
Yeah.
So he's got to obviously answer questions on that. If there is a player that I believe can handle that side story that would be Patrick Mahomes. So it doesn't look like it's playing out a lot. I thought it would be more of a story, more of an impact. So we'll see how that goes, but I think you'll be fine. Also, the 49ers and Chiefs arrived in Vegas, I think Sunday or Monday, and the Chiefs have been designated the home team, so they get to use all the Las Vegas Raider facilities, so all their complexes and fields and all that stuff to practice, while the 49ers are using the UNLV, the college campus. And one of the issues is that it looks like the field is not good in good condition for the 49ers. So there's controversy there that will they have the same prep, you know, level that the Chiefs will be allotted to being at the Raiders facility. And if you take a look at some of these NFL facilities, these are state-of-the-art, ridiculous setups, like weight room, Olympic-style weight rooms, you know, masseuses, like, you know, in-house kitchen chefs, indoor, four indoor fields, I believe I heard, indoor football fields. I think it's four. Maybe that's over-exaggerated, but at least four outside. This thing is a small city. It's amazing. Like, I can't say enough. It's amazing how the NFL is, like, to this level. But the 49ers are not experiencing this billion-dollar kind of industry level of, you know, facilities. So that's kind of a story here as well. And being in Vegas, both teams were introduced on Media Day Monday night. And they had the, you know, Steve Buffer, the UFC announcer, introduced both teams coming into the stadium.
Isn't it Bruce?
Well, his brother is Bruce. Oh. I can't remember which Bruce. The guy who Let's Get Ready to Rumble is Bruce. And then Steve Buffer. I could be getting them mixed up. They're both brothers, apparently.
Oh.
And there's a weird story behind that, that they didn't know they were brothers. It's a weird story that both are announcers, one boxing, one UFC, and they both have the last name Buffer, and they didn't know they were brothers. I don't know the full story. Maybe we'll get into that at some point, but I just don't know it now. But apparently that is a true story.
Wow. I'm intrigued.
Wow. Yes. So all events going on, you know, a lot of 49er fans out there booing a lot of the Chiefs. Mahomes and Kelsey were on, you know, talking. So the presence in Vegas is pretty big for the San Francisco 49ers. And what else is weird is that this line has not moved at all or a lot. I will say the FanDuel line did. When we first talked during the first check-in, my predominant book is the FanDuel book, and the 49ers were a 1.5-point favorite. That jumped to a 2.5-point favorite, and that's held steady since almost like February 3rd or 4th up until now. And if I look at the other selected books that I didn't go through all of them, but I picked the four other books. So Bet365 has the San Francisco 49ers as -2 favorites. And same with DraftKings. Same with the score. And, oh, sorry. Yeah, same with the score. But the score actually, sorry, has moved down to 1.5. And Sports Interaction's holding at 2. So let me repeat that because I was looking at the February, like, 4th line. So FanDuel's at -2.5, San Francisco being the favorite. Bet365 is -2, San Francisco being the favorite. -2 for DraftKings, -1.5 for the score, and -2 for Sports Interaction. So, as you first-time bettors coming in to bet the Super Bowl, and if you plan to continue betting going forward, whether it be football or any other sport, this is an absolute lesson for us all to look at having more outs, meaning that I right now have all my money invested in FanDuel. Where do you see the problem, lady from upstairs? If I said to you that I wanted to take San Francisco and they're -2.5 and the other books have it at -2 and -1.5. Is that good for me or bad for me? I want to take San Francisco by the spread, but they're -2.5. But let's say the score, the other sports app has it at -1.5. And I have all my money in FanDuel. Why is that not good for me? Come on, the lady from upstairs. You know this. I'm putting you on the spot. Are you the San Francisco 49ers are -2.5-point favorites.
Yeah.
I want to take the San Francisco 49ers using the spread.
Yeah.
The score has San Francisco as -1.5, but I have all my money in FanDuel. Why is that bad for me to have all my money in FanDuel?
Because you have another option with the score.
Right, but I don't have... right now, I've painted myself into the corner.
Yeah.
So I have to make moves to put money into the score app if I want to really come out with the best line. So this is why us as bettors need to have multiple options so that we can maximize whatever line, prop, over under we possibly can to maximize the return on what we think is going to be the outcome of the game. So right now, if I stick to it, -2.5 on FanDuel, I will have to make a move to maybe take money out of FanDuel or put money in, but some way put it into another option, which may be the score because it has the best line. If I was on the KC side, then I would absolutely take the FanDuel option because they're +1.5 and they're only +1.5 on the score. So if I was on the KC side, it'd be beneficial for me to be on the FanDuel side. So you got to have options. You got to have outs. You have to have multiple situations that you can put your money, and you really got to do your research to find the best line. It is tough to do. It is very tough to do. Obviously, when you work a daytime job and you're working full time, you have a regular life to scour the lines, to scour the DraftKings and the FanDuels. So it's really got to do your homework.
I was gonna say, I'm like, how can you keep track? Like, you got to keep doing your research.
I can keep track using the basic stuff like the spreads and the over-unders, etc. But there are professionals out there. And what are those professionals called?
Sharks.
Sharps.
Sharps. Sorry.
Sharps. Not sharks. Okay. Or you hear the term wise guys. Okay. So sharps are wise guys. Yeah. These are the pros. So they would have known what the best line is, you know, last week and hammered it and got money down. Well, I'm still sitting here waiting to pull the trigger on a bet. So these guys are the best of the best, and they know to hit a line. So the line is not moving a lot. It looks like the over-under is at 47.5. That hasn't moved at all.
Okay.
So I don't know if this is going to be a high-scoring game, low-scoring game, but it's not moving over 47.5. So it's we'll see what happens. There's a few days left, and there's always strategies, or it could be that for the over-under, a lot of people bet it up at the start so that they can bet the under right before the game. Mm. So they invest a little bit, which is a lot to us, but hammer millions on the under because they really think the game's going to be under 47.5. Oh. These tricky sharps.
Hard to take an under.
And tricks for kids. Okay. So when I last looked, I had a few bets. Not a lot of movement here. Patrick Mahomes is down to still at +135 to be the MVP. Brock Purdy's line at +200 has not moved. CMC, Christian McCaffrey, 49ers running back, only down from +450 to be +440. Kelsey, +1700, that hasn't changed. Kittle hasn't changed at 7,000 plus. 14,000 for Chris Jones and Nick Bosa. That's for NFL, the MVP during the game. Usually it's a quarterback. And we have other specials. And one of the ones I thought was off the board, and thank God it's not, Patrick Mahomes plus Brock Purdy, both quarterbacks, to rush for 50 or more yards during the game. And that's, if you bet $100, you'd win $150 profit. It's down from 160 to 150. I'm going to take my whistle a little bit here. You said you never heard that term, wet your whistle. No?
No.
Okay. And then just today, the Nick Bosa, Chris Jones, each to have at least a half a sack, has gone from February 2nd at +200 to +340. I still like that bet, but that's definitely gone the other way. So higher odds, more of a payout if it does happen. Just trying to think. It's the interesting, 60-yard field goal went down from +4,000 to +3,500, so somebody hit that up. And Travis Kelce +25 yards in each half is +115. That's what you won on against Baltimore, right? Hard to believe because he's the number one guy for Travis Kelce. Brock Purdy and Mahomes combined for 600, still 400 plus 400. And not, oh, here's an interesting one. I just at plus 980. So if you bet 100 bucks, you'd win 980 bucks. With one player, it's called the octopus bet. So would a player get an octopus? Meaning, how many tentacles does an octopus have? Oh, I'm putting Eight. You on the spot. All right, okay. So this player would need to score the touchdown and also be the one to score a two-point conversion on that same touchdown.
Oh.
So the odds are, that's why it's plus 980. But I thought that was an interesting bet, to say the least.
Could.
You think so?
Never know.
You could. Are you going to bet it?
Maybe. Maybe throw $10.
Okay, you'd win $98, right? Yeah, I didn't want to do the math for you, just put you on the spot. So, all right, so some of the... Now, FanDuel has more of those type of plays. What was interesting looking at DraftKings was length of drive. These are real interesting ones. So I don't think it's going to appeal to you necessarily, lady from upstairs. Mm-hmm. You stick with the novelty ones on this one. And this one is appealed to the hardcore fan. So, for example, you can bet the length of the longest drive. So could it be, either or a team could have a drive of 78 and a half. And you got to select the over or under. Over is minus 170. Under a plus 140, which, you know, it's interesting. And most likely you'll see a couple long drives here. Most time of possession, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Most trips to the opponent's red zone. Which team are you going to select? Do you know what the red zone is? I know you might not know the answer. I'm just putting you on the spot.
And red zone. I don't know.
This is when the offense is within the 20-yard line in the end zone of the defense.
You expected me to know that?
No, I'm expecting you to play along in case somebody else is listening and wanted to know that. But when they hear red zone.
Okay.
There's a lot of new fans out there that hear these terms, or they are afraid to ask the question. So the red zone would be within the 20-yard line.
Okay.
So if they were on the 15, if the 49ers were on Kansas City's 15-yard line, would they be in the red zone? Right. If they were on Kansas, if it's 49ers on Kansas City's 25-yard line, would they be in the red zone? I don't think people can hear you shake your head. No.
No.
No. No. Okay, so that's pretty much it. Time of possession. Over, what does that mean? 3 minutes, 50, I don't know what that is. Time of first possession. Okay. Got it. Yards on first punt. These are interesting plays that a lot of you out there would, you know what? Look at the difference here. So on FanDuel, the octopus is plus 980, but on DraftKings is plus 1400. Mm-hmm. So where would you take that bet?
Yeah.
DraftKings, yeah. Okay. Props is more like that too. So the spreads and over-unders, not so much, but the props, especially, you could find big variances between. So you really got to do your homework. And did you know that props is starting to outweigh the percentage of bets that are actually made?
Really?
So the props of who, you know, how many rushing yards this guy has, how many touchdowns, and bets like this versus actual team to team. It's starting to slide where the props are becoming the popular item that people are betting on.
It's just so unpredictable.
It is, but it could. And injuries could be a difference maker too. I've been burned by injuries before. And, oh, will there be more touchdowns or field goals made? So that's interesting. These are weird bets. Yep. And by the way, the touchdowns are favored on there. Mm. Now, here's the catch, is that you have touchdowns are minus 300. Is that a pun? Yeah. Minus 300 for touchdowns to be the most.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 400 for field goals made. But also plus 800 for tie. Okay. So that means there's three touchdowns and there's three field goals. Do you get your money back?
Interesting. Yeah.
So yes or no? Do you get your money back?
Yes.
No, because now it's a three-way bet.
Oh.
So you have to bet the tie if you think it's going to be a tie. So if it's, that's,
okay.
Same thing happens in golf. Remember I said if you bet one individual versus another, but you could also bet a tie. If they wind up with the same score, you don't get your money back. You lose.
Yeah.
So consider yourself edumacated. Okay, lady from upstairs.
Okay.
All right, so a lot of interesting things on DK. And I was looking at the score, similar bets to what I see on both FanDuel and DraftKings. Now, one of the more important things is looking at the Super Bowl event itself. It's more than a game. It's a party. So for many years locally, we've done the Super Bowl party. What do you believe makes up a great party? What is a must at your Super Bowl party?
Food and beers.
Do you care which type of food? Could it be all pastas? Does it have to be like pub food? No. Or can it be like pizza? Like, what would you prefer?
Finger foods, I think. Yeah. Pizza, wings, fries. Yeah. I think. Because you're going to be like, you're going to be drinking, right? So you want to get your eyes, you want to keep your eyes on the game. It's probably easier to have just finger foods.
Absolutely. So right now, if you are out there and you have not made plans to your Super Bowl event, I would recommend you do so as soon as possible. Bars and places will start filling up if they haven't already. And it's not one thing just to go to a bar, but actually get a good view of the game and know if the bar is going to have sound or not of the game. Some bars might put it on and not have, you know, have other music playing in the background. That's not the place to be, okay? And then you got to have a good reception. You want to make sure your live betting's ready to go. I got to, you know, more than ever, live betting is absolutely critical. How many bets would you think in the Super Bowl you'll make before the game, or would you make more during the game, live betting?
I'll do a few probably before the game, and then I'll do a few in game. I like the in games anyways.
Okay.
So it's just how I roll.
That's how you roll. Got it. Okay. So as we wind down this quick check-in for this podcast, very important to get your party on. Make sure you got a place with wings. Make sure you got a place with a good view and sound of the game. Make sure you got good reception. Make sure you get those live bets in. We'll be back later in the week to kind of land on some final plays. And one of the questions that's out there right now before I decide which way to go, if I decide to take either or team, is that many people are saying, why are you taking Kansas City? And a lot of people are, you know, pointing at, you know, Mahomes, like, you just can't bet against Mahomes. And I think it's more about kicking yourself later if you bet against Mahomes and he burned you. I think that's what's going to be the hang up for most bettors out there, is that they know or have a good feeling that the 49ers are the play. But I think Monday morning, or at least that night, they will not sleep well knowing that they had Patrick Mahomes at plus money, passed it up, and lost. And it's just a bad feeling and a bad taste if that's the result. So the 49ers stay strong as the favorite, but I think people are swinging to Kansas City because they can stomach losing if they're on the side of the Chiefs versus losing, knowing you bet against Patrick Mahomes and lost. And could have made even money and a bit more. Mm-hmm. So that would just be absolutely gut-wrenching. And that's why I think a lot of people are swaying toward the Chiefs. Well, anyway, we'll talk about more about where our party's going to be. We're going to talk about what our bets are going to be. And the lady from upstairs is going to talk about some of those novelty bets where they stand out. Because she's a big Swiftie and maybe she's... Is that true?
No.
Okay.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no. Okay. I'll quote one of her songs, but I don't know any of her songs. That's how...
I don't really pay attention to her.
Okay. Excellent. Anyway, pleasure's all been yours, and also yours, lady from upstairs. The Overrated Experience, Sports Betting Podcast, is over and out. Bye-bye.